One thing that is important for me, because I work from home a lot, is that the winters in Portugal are actually quite cold and damp, especially if you're inside. Portugal, the Algarve has more than 300 days of sunshine, and Lisbon has, a similar amount of it. But in the winter, the inside the houses, it can be really, really cold. There's no central heating in most of the houses, and they're just designed for the summertime, basically. The further north you go in Portugal, the climate changes. So I would say Porto in the north of Portugal can be a lot more like somewhere like Ireland in the winter. It's foggy, it's damp, it's grey for many, many months. I think another thing to think of just before you move is to think about what you should buy before you move out here and what you should buy when you get here. Some things in Portugal are very, very expensive in comparison, particularly electronics, televisions and computers, for example. Even furniture as well, is usually a lot more expensive here. And there really isn't the same second-hand market for furniture that people, particularly from the UK or maybe Germany, are used to having. And that can make things a lot more expensive, and you find you don't get the same quality, or your money doesn't go as far. Secondhand cars here are very, very expensive, and you will pay a lot more here and get a lot less quality for your car. So people will spend maybe £1,000 on a car in somewhere like the UK, and that same car might cost them like about €3,000 here. My Portuguese is okay. I grew up actually speaking Portuguese. I went to school in to primary school in Portugal, so I don't know. I think I had to relearn a lot of it, because growing up in Ireland, I never ever used it. But I think I probably did have a slight advantage there in that there's some familiarity to the language. You have to find ways to immerse yourself. It's something that can be quite difficult to do before you move to Portugal as well. You can get plenty of lessons here, but outside of Portugal, there aren't many people that teach the language, and it can be quite hard to find sort of evening classes or anything in it.